Yeah.
This is the death metal show, everybody. What's going on? Woo! All right, we're going to talk about nothing but the Antichrist and emos.
Get ready for the apocalypse.
Four horsemen coming at you. Really, right. Three.
Today, ones coming just today, though, it's the two. It is episode.
No, Lou's here.
Oh, three of us. I'm sorry. Three horsemen. Oh, I get you now.
Right.
My bad. Sorry about that, Lou.
Well, the guest by play.
You just forget
tomorrow.
About me?
The big Clydesdale in there. I don't know how.
Clydesdale? He's not
right.
A horse. He's a human being. Okay.
Horseman.
Just because he's Hispanic does not mean he's
horseman.
Not a man.
Centaur. Horseman. Whatever.
Stop lifting in fantasy.
Whatever.
It is avoiding people with Don and MJ.
Yeah, in case you didn't know.
Yeah.
This is episode 19?
I said we're not going to do that.
Oh, sorry. 19.
It's actually, I think, 18.
It's 19. Last week was 18.
Oh, that's the one thing you can fucking remember from
the
show.
Because
every time
last week doesn't count because I wasn't here.
Oh, you're right. He's
yeah,
right. Last
here.
Week didn't count at all. Last
you're right.
Week was a
so
piece of
shit. Don't listen to
shit.
That one. Well, it was a piece of shit. Well, let's not go over it.
Yeah,
okay?
let's talk about it. Last week didn't
clean.
Happen. But as far as this week goes,
it's a new opening.
Blank slate.
New beginnings.
Tabula rasa.
I don't know what that means.
It's Latin for blank slate.
Oh, okay. That's great.
Thank you.
That's great.
Another
That's
little,
great.
Another little
I was sitting on the old L train today and had a bit of the old predicament.
What sort of predicament?
Well, you know how when you enter, you have to basically, it's like a lunchroom, you know what I mean? Where when you enter the lunchroom or whatever, you have to figure out where am I going to sit, you know what I mean?
Totally.
For like the first freshman year or whatever.
Uh-huh.
And it's like a new freshman year every time I go down the L train. And like, do you sit next to the Hispanic guy?
Mm-hmm.
Or do you sit next to, like, to the white guy? You don't want to seem racist. You want
True.
To sit like next to
but
someone.
But at the same time, you're a little bit afraid to
but
sit
But you're
next
a little
to
afraid to sit
guy.
Next to the black guy.
The crusty guy.
Cause he's, right, because he smells a little bit. You
totally.
Can already, right. And
you
then,
can
like,
see the attitude
no one wants
in his
to sit
eye.
Next to the homeless guy.
Totally not. No way.
You know what I mean?
Because that's why they
he's
have those
got a jacket
like,
over his head. You know? What is
he
that
reeks.
About? Right. He
yeah.
reeks.
That's why they have those chairs
no
that are, like,
bathing.
Off by themselves. You know, there's, like, a section where it's, like, just behind the door.
Oh. It'd be so much better. What if we had just standing? You know what I mean? Because homeless people never stand. They always like walking
they
around and stuff.
Well, yeah.
I think we had like a standing car. You know what I mean? Like just a standing car.
Oh, just to stand up
right.
without seats?
The homeless people wouldn't bother. You know what I mean? They wouldn't.
Perhaps.
You know,
you could also make it like a dance floor. Like have music playing there.
There's poles. You know what I mean?
Absolutely.
Get
well,
a little
those,
disco
well,
lights going.
Poles would be good because you got to hold on to something. Yeah.
Right. Sure. Well, no. You have to have poles.
Yeah.
You put like five or six poles or whatever there because I punched the fucking mic.
See? It's because you're talking with your hands. That's why.
Well, whatever, that's what I do. The point is that I think it'd be a lot better, and we should institute. And you could fit more people in there, you
Standing
know what I mean, during
car,
rush
totally.
Hour.
Plus, again, like a big party. The train ride would go by so fast.
Yeah, it'd
Serve
be good.
Some alcohol.
It'd be good.
Right. Absolutely.
And the thing is, like, once a seat has become available after, you know, a lot of people leave or whatever, but you're already sitting next to someone, do you get up?
I always get up if I want to. Like,
right.
if it's been an uncomfortable ride, I'm like,
but if it's a
I'm going to go over there.
Attractive girl, you're like,
no.
Spread,
hell yeah.
Spread the,
if it's an attractive
spread the legs.
Girl and she looks like she's going to go up and over there, I just latch on. And I'm like,
right.
nope, you're
Don't
not going anywhere.
Go anywhere because I need to be near you.
Get on.
Also right. known as rape.
Well, it's not rape
totally.
Unless.
She sat next to me, man.
Right. And okay. unless it's insertion, it's not rape.
It's true.
Everyone knows
no
that.
No penetration.
Right.
Okay. I could have my way with her as long
right.
as I don't penetrate.
That's just assault. And that's what? 2 years max.
Sexual
just,
harassment.
That's nothing.
And
it's totally worth it.
Right.
You,
like
I think
the,
you got to register as a sexual predator.
No, you don't.
As long as I'm notified as a predator. If everyone knows me as a predator, that would be totally worth it.
Right, you got dreads. Great. But I like the thing they have on the little things like, if it's unwanted, it's harassment.
Yes.
Right.
Yes. I
like,
have
we everyone
those.
Knows that.
It's
like,
true.
Right.
If it's unwanted, it's
right.
harassment. Well, what about those comments that the guy that I work with makes, the crazy guy who's really antisocial, and he's like, I think there's a guy, there's a guy like this at every job, I feel
right.
like. The one at Banana Republic specifically is
What
this,
does he say?
He's just this really, he's like 32 years old. The
okay.
rest of us are all, even the manager's younger than
20s.
Him. Yeah.
Right.
Even the manager's younger than he is. And he's like, he's just, he'll say his name to customers like 5-6 times. He's like, hi, my name is, yeah, I'm not going to say his name, but it's, you know, let's
You've learned your lesson.
Let's say his name is Xander, okay? He's like, hi,
Xander.
Hi, my name is Xander.
Is he on a
let me know if I can help you at all. Okay, yeah. And he's always,
Xander.
Always
Xander.
Mumbling
Xander.
When he
yeah.
walks away.
Well,
always
like,
mumbling.
He's not is he like nervous?
I think he's
okay.
extremely nervous. He's also,
right.
like, you know,
probably,
recovering
he,
from drugs and
probably
stuff.
Probably shouldn't be in sales.
Yeah, he probably shouldn't. And for some reason, he is. And what's unwanted to me is any conversation that I have with this guy. So is that harassment?
Bad.
because I don't want to talk to this guy ever. Well, plus and he always comes up to me and he's like, hey, you're a communications major. Hey, what's going on, man? Yeah, yeah.
He doesn't say that.
Always, always.
You're a communications major.
So yeah, communicate.
Who cares?
And I've exactly. But right. That's what he – and you know what else he knows? For some weird reason, everybody's zodiac sign and what that means for them.
Oh,
so he'll come
is,
up to
I
me and
asshole.
Call me Gemini, and he'll tell me exactly what's going on for the day and
he'll
what
be,
I should expect.
Hold on. He'll go, hey, Gemini.
Yes.
He won't say your name?
No,
he won't say Don the Gemini?
He says, hey, Gemini.
Hey, Gemini.
He knows people's
that is
zodiac.
So aggravating.
That's one of the first things he asks, and that's like what he remembers. I seriously think his brain probably looks like Swiss cheese, like the way he operates.
Well, maybe he did do a bunch of drugs.
I'm almost positive that he did. He's always
it's
talking
weird
about
that
it.
Ecstasy actually, like, you know, eats away at your brain.
Totally. Yeah. I believe that. That's, yeah.
But it does.
Okay.
It's weird.
I believe it.
Well, it, like, put
I think
holes
all
in
drugs
there.
Do.
Well, no, it's, not all the drugs.
Alcohol
but,
definitely does over a period of time.
Right. Does it?
Alcohol? Absolutely.
Holes
even
in your
prescription
brain? Like
drugs.
Ecstasy?
I don't know like ecstasy because I don't know. I just told you. You just told me that and I just found out.
Right.
But alcohol is bad and definitely
eats
away at your
bad
brain.
For you.
Every drug is bad.
Yeah.
For your brain.
All right, fine. I really wish I had... What,
even
what,
Viagra.
You know what? What do they smoke in movies? You know what I mean?
Tea. Tea
what?
Leaves. Tea leaves.
Does that...
Yep.
That
yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
That's what they like roll up those cigarettes and it's like tea leaves and they just smoke.
Those can't be
unless,
good for you either.
Unless, you know, they actually... Oh, no, some
unless
movies...
Unless it's the Cheech and Chong movie.
Right.
Right.
Yeah, they'll just go ahead and light up on screen. They don't
right.
Give a, I don't give a damn. We'll just do it.
We're not rolling, guys. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
He's okay, man.
Just any Hispanic guy. But yeah, I was just wondering because, like, you know, maybe it'd be cool to smoke, but I don't really want the actual negative effects of it. You know what I mean?
You just want to be cool.
No, I want to be.
You just
want to
stand
no,
with
here's,
the smoker,
no. Well, here's
smoke
the thing.
Tea leaves.
You just want to look cool.
Here's the thing. You go someone outside because everyone's smoking outside, and you're
like you
all
did.
Right.
Like you did.
Yeah, because I did that today. Because what am I going to do? Sit in there with a goddamn
empty
teacher?
Class, yeah.
Right. Be a
talk
loser.
About, talk about programming stuff.
Right. So I had to go outside and then sit and stand there while you guys smoke, and I just like blow everybody.
That's what you did.
And yeah, but I'd like something to do, something with my hands. That's why I'd like a hat.
Just
like a
masturbate.
Trilby hat. I'm not going to masturbate.
Just stand outside and
first
masturbate
all,
while they
the
all
group,
smoke.
Right.
In the group.
Yeah, and then
Jesus.
Just...
if it's unwanted, it's
right.
Harassment.
Right. And everyone's... I do it to passersby.
True. You could do it like the Silence of the Lamps thing, where you throw
right.
It on people who walk by.
Ah! Right. Yeah. not Silence of the Lamps, but I was looking in the mirror today, and I was like, you disgusting beast. What is wrong? But but Don, you have a head of hair
oh,
going
I know.
On right
yeah,
now,
I know.
And it is an abomination. But the point, but I was looking at it and I was thinking to myself, what? Oh, and then I said to myself, I had a problem one time. As a guy, you have to take care of yourself, but pretend like you don't actually like to take care of yourself.
Absolutely.
You know what I mean?
There's a very fine line
right.
To walk.
Exactly. You can't get your eyebrows waxed.
You have to look like you don't care, but at the same time look good.
Yeah,
while
you don't
want to
be. You don't
want to
turn metro.
Right. Exactly. So you can't
exactly.
Get your. So you have
manicured
to
manicured
like,
fingernails. You can't.
Not
do gonna
that happen,
shit.
Obviously. So you have to cut them yourself, and they look like shit when you have those like weird ass cuticles like I do. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But you can't say, well, "I had to go get a cuticle push," because then you're a fag. Obviously.
Exactly. Yeah.
So this was
the fact that you even know what a cuticle.
I have a sister.
I have a sister. Yes, you have. Don't lie, Don.
I have four sisters.
Why don't you go
before?
Watch more Cake Boss, Don?
They don't talk about cuticle pushes. They talk about cake, which is something I like.
Fatty. Anyways, moving on. So one time, this was like junior year over summer break, and I was like, such a retard. I had like a razor, you know what I mean, for like eyebrows and stuff. Eyebrows. Well, that. Gave it away, but for like
you're an amazing
for your
storyteller.
For your well, shut up, okay? All right, so you have these you have like a razor, or whatever, like
to
an electric razor
face.
For shaving your face
right.
And your
sideburns
and whatnot. Well, I had the great idea, like you know, my eyebrows are getting a little bushy, so what am I gonna do? I gotta
shave
them a little bit, you know, cut them down to
absolutely.
Size, so it don't look like an old man with like the one weird one that goes all the way around,
the scraggly brow,
right? Exactly. So I go at it and I'm like, I cut out
zip.
A full L. Basically,
whoa.
Out of them, and it's bad, and it's supposed to be like you know right to your face, so it's gonna look like there's nothing there, and that's
so
on my eyebrow. So there's a nice L shape there. So I'm like, what am I gonna do?
Did you shave the other one?
No.
Oh,
I thought that might be a good idea, and then I thought, what do I do? Do I make him even? Do I cut off the rest of it, whatever's left? And so here's what I did. I grabbed the the extra strays, the hairs that were in like the sink or whatever, and I got them. Now hold on, it gets worse. I grabbed them. I put them all together.
Okay.
This sounds like Silence of the Lambs.
No, it's not Silence of the Lambs, but I'm such a retard for doing this. I put crazy glue.
If you can see me and Don's face,
I was such an idiot. All right, so I put the crazy glue on the eyebrow area where it was all together, right?
Yes.
I put the hairs
back into place.
Back into place.
And did you use like a Q-tip or something?
Q-tip. Now here's the thing. It looked good while it was wet. You know what I mean? While it was all wet and stuff before the actual glue had dried. And so I'm like, all right, this is not looking bad. Just keep touching it. Just kind of like, you know, get as little super glue as I can actually on my face and getting it before it dries. And so then, like maybe the day after, I look at it and it's basically a scab of hair. You know what I mean? Just a nice scab of hair where my eyebrow used to be. And so I'm like, well, shit, this looks terrible. What am I going to do? So I grab like nail polish remover. So I start trying to peel it off. You know what I mean? Like it's a scab or whatever. And I'm like, this hurts.
It's
like
crazy glue.
Like nobody's business.
I'm sure.
And it's probably taking off more hairs in the process. So I'm like, all right. So what do I do? So I take some nail polish remover and I start pasting that on. Keep going and going. And it's getting nothing. You know what I mean? So I'm SOL. So I go to the war room. I say, sister, what do I do? And she looks at me. She calls me a retard a few times. We take it off. We just basically rip it off in one long motion. Now, here's where the problem comes in. I have all summer break to hang out with my friends.
Uh-huh.
And I have all summer break to work at a job where I have to actually talk to customers face-to-face at Potbelly's. And what am I going to do? You know, because it looks retarded.
Yeah.
So, and I'm going to, and actually, I, like a retard, was going to meet my friends 2 or 3 days from now, uh-huh. And it's never going to grow back in that amount of time.
No, of course not.
So, I have her, and this is where it gets, like, the weird part. She puts, like, what is this stuff? Mascara, uh-huh. Or whatever you put on for your eyeliners. She puts that on the eyebrow.
She drew it on.
Drew it on. You know what I mean? And so now I have, like, a jet black area of my eyebrow. And the other side is like brown.
Normal.
You know, in a normal brownish color.
So it was pretty obvious.
So it was pretty obvious, I'm sure, to anyone who was looking at it, but no one made any comments or whatever. But here's the thing. I had to draw it on, but I had to like fill in some more stuff so it didn't look like there was just a one little L shape or whatever where my eyebrow used to be. So, and then I'm in the car, and I'm always trying to face. Now, it happened on the right side of my face, so I'm always trying to face
trying
to the left.
Trying to keep that in shadow.
Right, exactly. So no one sees that. I'm just showing the left side to everyone. What's going on? What's going on, guys? Yeah, what's going on? Okay. But when I'm driving,
oh God,
everyone's on the right side.
Of course, they
or they're behind me. But everyone who's riding shotgun can see it, and I'm just like, my friend goes, "Angie, is there something wrong with your eyebrow?" And I go, "No, no, no. What do you mean? No." And I'm sure at this point I was just bleeding black, like oil, just from the mascara and the sweat because it was summer, and it just looked like it was running down my face.
Blood
I had
from
no
the
idea.
Scab
right,
that you had just ripped off.
It was
before.
Terrible, and I was such a retard for doing that. I don't even know it's grown back, but I don't
yes,
even yeah.
Like,
but
wow. That's hysterical. That's really funny. Thank you for telling me that story.
Wow. Glad you like that.
But moral of the story, I guess.
Don't use an electric razor to shave your eyebrows.
On your eyebrows.
Just so you know, MJ, that could have easily been resolved.
How?
Dude, you just get a marker, the color of your hair.
That's what the mascara was.
No. But with the marker, you go on like right the spot that you have no hair.
Just the L spot.
And then you just wet your finger and dab it, and it'll just look like hair.
Well, I know
they do that for beards all the time.
Oh, no shit.
Yeah. Do they really?
That's how beards look like perfect.
Huh.
Well,
that actually makes
they
sense.
They look like they're really
filled. Well, see, here's the thing.
I wonder if Billy Mays did stuff like that.
Probably.
His beard,
his
beard
his
was
His looks
like,
really dyed,
his,
though.
His
like,
beard
yeah.
was like
well,
legendary.
That's what that Just For Men
perfect.
Is. You know what I mean? Touch of Gray. This is Touch of Black.
So, well, I guess, but like with Just For Men, Touch of Gray, is that there for you to give your like beard
no,
a distinguished look? Like Touch
no,
of Gray?
No, it's to get rid of the gray.
Oh.
No, because there's one that's like Touch of Gray and it's like leave some gray.
Leave some
in.
Gray.
Right,
in
yeah,
there?
But I think what
some guys want that distinguished look.
Right,
I
do want that.
Right,
because
guys.
I would look so cool with that.
Salt and pepper beard going on, totally.
Right,
yeah.
It's
nice
great.
Streak.
But you're You're 22, 23.
Yeah,
I've led a rough life.
Well, Lou's 25.
Okay, well, Lou gets to do it.
So Lou can do it.
Right. That's fine. I'll wait.
I'm totally willing to wait for that.
How long?
A couple years. 25.
3 years,
right. 25 is not far away.
Are you going to put in your beard?
That's my golden birthday, too. 25th of May. It will be my, when I turn 25 on the 25th of May, dye my beard gray.
I was
that?
Nine.
That would be awesome, dude.
See, that
it never
sucks.
Happens. It does.
I think having an early golden birthday, I mean, you know, a lot of people have it, whatever, but mine gets to be 25.
Although mine was the worst. It was August 9th of 1988. It could have been August 8th. And then would 8888.
That would have been cool for a day.
8888. And then when I was 8, or when I was, if I was born on like 808 or 8.
Yeah, a lot of 8s.
Just crazy 8s.
It's not that cool, though.
Crazy 8s.
Either way. Having a 25.
You could join a gang called the Crazy 88s.
I could.
That'd
be awesome.
You could just be the Crazy 8 of your friends, like a wild card.
Yeah.
They could call you Crazy 8.
Right.
That would have been cool.
I agree.
Now you're just MJ who shaves his eyebrows.
That only happened once. All right, I learned my lesson. All right.
Oh, man.
Such a bad idea.
Oh, gee. I got my eyebrows plugged like once when I was, you know, by my stepsister when I was, you know, in like freshman year of high school or something like that.
Terrible idea.
Well, no, she was, you know, she was just like my brother did.
She was older?
My brother does it, not, I don't want to say regularly, but he does it, I would say like once a year because his eyebrows are crazy. His
once a year?
Once a year because he's not, like, he doesn't go and get it done. Just one of my sisters will do it for him for a year. But like if he doesn't, yeah, they get kind of out of control.
Get the old unibrow.
They get kind of out of control.
The
it's funny, but
monobrow.
Me. Yeah, and he always gets like pissed off at me because like I only did it that one time just because. But like my eyebrows
are fine.
I've never had a problem with them.
I hate your eyebrows.
They're fantastic.
They're so thin. I hate mine. Like, mine are almost like.
I kind of wish I had comical ones like Eugene Levy. Like his eyebrows are like characters in themselves.
Yeah, here's the thing though.
He's got like a caterpillar up there, dude.
Until you're trying to meet women. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
Yeah, Eugene Levy gets it because he's Eugene Living.
Levy.
Whatever.
It's
I don't,
Levy.
Eugene
dude.
Living.
I don't know who this guy is.
Eugene Levy.
It's the dad from American
Eugene
Pie.
Levy. Yeah, come on.
Oh,
dude.
Okay. I know who it is.
He's got. Tell me he doesn't have crazy
he
eyebrows.
He does have crazy eyebrows. I think he's
very strong
Jewish,
bra. He has
right.
a very strong
but,
bra.
Right.
Yeah,
but
I agree.
He's
very strong bra.
But he gets women because he's famous. When you have those eyebrows and
you're not famous,
you're not getting any tail. You know what I mean?
Maybe women are attracted to
they're
that.
They're not.
There are some
maybe
out there
they
that
are.
Have
yeah,
to be.
There's some.
No, women are attracted to your status. You know what I mean?
And your personality.
Well, that's. Well, no, it's not really your personality. They claim
my status is huge.
Exactly,
status is huge. My personality is dynamite. So
well, your personality is not that great.
It's dynamite.
Well, I think girls are like I like a guy with a sense of humor, but if your sense of humor doesn't match with theirs,
and they just don't even want to talk to anybody else anymore,
of course,
your sense of humor is just amazing.
But it's not that great.
Well, I know, but they think it is.
Right.
I just make them think it is.
Right.
You know, it's like two.
But if you have a good sense of humor, but they don't like it, then you're not funny.
If you have a good sense of humor and really bad oral, they don't like it.
I think
if you have really good oral and no sense of humor, they could give a shit.
I don't think that's how it works.
I'm pretty sure that's how it works.
No, because you can't introduce yourself to a woman and go, "Hi,
my sense of humor is so what?"
I usually say, "My name's Lou." And
I
eat
great
pussy.
Okay, right.
You know, it's so funny that he says that because I had a coworker. He was like 30 back at my other job where
right.
I was moving beer, and he would always laugh, but that was his pickup line, and he was no joke. He wouldn't even say that. He wouldn't even say I eat pussy. He'd say I eat it, and that's it.
I eat
he'd
it.
Go up to him and he'd say, "Hey, I'm whatever, and
yeah.
I eat it."
And how old was he?
He's 30.
30-year-old guy working 30 at a job.
He also, when I was like 8, when I was like 18, 19, one of the first lessons he taught me was how to order a prostitute.
Yeah, see, this
yeah,
is the
yeah,
interesting
yeah.
See, here's the
way.
Yeah.
Here's the thing. There's two things. One, he's ordering prostitutes.
Like
and,
pizza he ordered.
Them. Right.
And
two,
eating pussy.
He's trying to tell you that his pickup line, ish. And I'm assuming he says it works well.
Oh, I don't know. Okay. He never told me how well it worked. He just said.
I'm assuming that the fact that he orders prostitutes, the pickup line doesn't work exactly as planned.
He gets to say it to the prostitutes and feel like it works.
Right. And then they're like, "Ooh, yeah, you do." And they're like, "Here's more 50s. Take them.
Make it rain
right.
on you. Actually,
right.
give me some of that back.
Just,
I need
right. I need,
I'm not that,
I need
I'm
change
not that
of
higher
the
roller.
Right. This is all ones. Throwing out and just change.
Just Monopoly money, but right. I am going to make it rain.
It's all green. Doesn't matter, though. But... yeah, what is that ordering prostitute? You know what I mean?
The way he described it was hysterical. He said he'd order it like he ordered a pizza. Like
how do you even order one?
He said you just call up like the line.
Do you order
he...
like escorts?
They're
and
not
it's
prostitutes,
just...
they're escorts.
Right,
yeah,
but
sorry,
it's just understood, you know what I mean?
Yeah, absolutely.
Like a massage therapist.
And yeah, and he said, you know, one time he ordered one and it wasn't satisfactory, so he sent her right back. He was like, "I said hot." And he like sent her back.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. And did he get it? Like,
yeah.
did he get it? Oh,
he's
okay, wow.
I think I've heard this story before from Dad.
I think it's so funny.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Hot.
this chick shows up, and he doesn't say that just to the pimp that he called back. He said it right to her. He goes, I said hi. Get out of here,
you cow.
Shoves the door closed and calls back. He's like, you send another one. Better. And he did.
Right. And then he paid more money.
I don't know. Maybe he didn't. He's like, I am just floored by your lack of effort.
He gives great customer service. Yeah. Listen, don't tell anybody about this.
Exactly. Hey, our reputation is pretty top notch. Right. So you don't tell anybody about this. I'll send you a couple of girls on the house. Just try and keep it. Try and keep it cash.
Evidently, he didn't do that because he told you about how terrible this is.
No, he didn't.
Did he tell you the number?
No, I didn't ask.
1-800-PROSTITUTE.
1-800-PROSTITUTE. I don't think that's...
I'm pretty sure they show that on Sesame Street.
I wonder if that's an actual number.
I'm sure it is.
How many letters are that?
PROSTITUTE. It's too many.
Yeah, it's way too many.
It's just like 1-800-DOCTORS.
Well, what if it's like 1-888-PROSTITUTE?
Oh, that's right.
You know, 1-888-PROSTITUTE or like 1-8-PROSTITUTE?
Right.
If you can. If you can.
But it's not because D isn't... All right, whatever. The point is it doesn't work out because D... But I do like when you see those things like... what is it? It's like early morning stuff, and it's like fool your friends with this video of like turn your cell phone into an X-ray machine. Have you ever seen those?
No.
Oh, you're like basically just...
Is it an app or something on
your
phone?
No, it's like a screen. It's a video you download, and then you go...
It's basically
hey.
Them screwing you.
Yeah, basically, you pay $10.99 for this little video of a skeleton and a heartbeat.
Hysterical.
Right.
So funny.
Right. And
your friends are going to be like, oh my God.
Right, because you're
not friends anymore.
Here's the thing. Your friends are obviously probably as smart as you are.
Probably.
Which is not very smart considering you're buying this $10.99 video.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? So maybe they would be convinced. But then they go, how much did you pay to get that X-ray cell phone? You go, well, it's $10.99.
Right. And then you say, you're an idiot.
And they say, that's a great deal. Would I get one?
It's just being practical jokes. Did you see, does anyone here watch Community? Lou, you watch Community, don't you?
On occasion.
Yeah. The one that I've literally watched it probably 3 times because it's recorded. It's the April.
The same one?
It's the April.
Wow.
It's the April Fool's one, and it's quite funny. But at the beginning, they're talking about practical jokes, and Troy, the black dude from the Derek comedy, the webisodes and such, he was explaining how his attitude towards practical jokes, and he's like, I do the classic stuff, and then he has a can of peanuts, where this thing pops out,
right.
And he goes, peanut anyone? Like real cheesy, and he hands to Abed, and Abed the indie guy, and he opens it up and he's like ready to get shocked by the snake, and he pulls back and then he looks back and there's nothing in it, and he's like, Troy just goes, looking for something, and he pulls like the rubber snake out of his from behind him, and he's like, nice. And he's like I just go against what people expect,
right.
And he keeps trying to do that throughout the whole episode, and it doesn't work. It's very funny.
I've never actually played any practical jokes anyone for April 1st, you know what I mean?
For April 1st.
Yeah.
April 1st. I constantly forget that it's April 1st.
I don't.
Someone says April Fools and stuff, it's like, oh, that's right, that's today.
Well, the thing is, you always have to be on guard because someone's like, oh, hey, did you hear what happened about, Google? And you're like, it's April 1st.
Yeah. Well, this one girl I know who works at a hospital, she's a receptionist, and it's like with all these North Shore moms or whatever. And she said that her nurses, she said one of them got her real bad because she's I guess she's a little bit overweight, and she just walked up and said, real seriously, she was like, I'm pregnant, and she just really had her going for 10 minutes, and then finally she, somebody else walked by and was like, they saw him laughing, and she was like, oh, wait, it's April.
Ah! I have a coworker at work who is pregnant, and she called one of her cousins on April 1st and told her she was pregnant, and she was like, no, you're not, get out of here. Right, and she's like, no, I'm actually
really
pregnant. Right. It got funny until the abortion joke started. Right.
True.
It's funny. I'm just like, you're going to abort that thing or what? What are you doing? Or is it one of those black and white babies? All right, come on, get out of here. And she's like, yeah,
it's
I'm
real.
Actually pregnant.
I have the name picked out. And I was going to ask it to be the godmother.
It's Ladasha.
But it's Ladasha.
Ladasha. And this is not going to happen anymore.
Yeah.
So what were you saying about your coworker?
I was just going to say that she does the same thing.
Never done, they do the saran wrap thing over the toilet bowl or whatever. I don't understand how that would work.
That's an April Fool's thing.
You never seen,
it
heard
that? It bounces back.
Yeah, it bounces back. But
you would notice when you sat down.
It'd be 10 times. Right, exactly.
Well, not,
when your balls touch the saran wrap,
gonna,
like mine
like,
do.
Pee, dude, standing up.
Yeah, I guess. But what
bounces.
If you guys take a shit?
Well,
then
they'll
like,
know.
Just a nice pile of Duke in the middle of it, and you're just like, "This isn't going down."
Like transport or
what are you talking
trampoline?
About?
Thank you.
Oh
just
yeah, trampoline. Right,
trampoline.
It goes back into your ass.
Oh,
right. You're like, no, it's going in.
No. Right. Yeah, that would happen.
That's like when you're getting banged by a black guy.
Is it?
It's a black. It's black. It's brown. And it's going back inside you. So it's like, yeah.
You're saying black guys, instead of penises, they have poop?
No, but I'm saying it's what, cylindrical.
What's going on?
It's cylindrical.
Cylindrical.
I know what I said. And it's brown.
Okay.
And it probably doesn't smell very good.
Well, the similarities end there.
No. And it's going back inside your butt.
Okay, I guess there's that.
Thank you.
All right, fine.
It's like prison.
So I guess we've just determined, yeah, instead of black men have poop.
No, they don't have poop.
Penises. They have poop penises.
Oh, that's a good name for it, though.
Poop penises.
Maybe. I think we just found our niche marketing for our porn. You know what I mean? Poop penises. We bang the girls with a condom filled with poop, and then we pop it inside of them.
That is definitely the most horrifying thing
I've
ever heard.
What the hell just happened?
That's the most horrifying thing I've ever heard.
Until you watch it.
It's going to be the most horrifying. I'll tell you, for some reason, unbeknownst to me, that what you just said, maybe just to escape it, my mind went somewhere else, but I started thinking of just like chocolate dildos. You know what I mean? Like edible chocolate dildos.
Right.
And after these chicks go to town on each other with them, they just eat it. They just eat it like a sundae, and they're just like, okay, ooh, got to get another one afterwards.
Yeah. It would melt.
That's, it probably would melt inside the vagina, and I don't think that's very good for the vagina.
Acidic.
Yeah. It's acidic. Maybe that would probably...
Having a vagina
then we got
is
chicks
like,
with yeast infections
suing us. See, the thing is, having a vagina is like having a Petri dish. You know what I mean? Inserting anything into it is going to be, you know, a recipe for disaster.
A Petri dish.
Yeah, it's just the agar-filled Petri dish and introducing any kind of...
Comparisons today are just all off.
What are you talking about?
Different people's genitalia. I mean, black guys with poop penises and everyone with a vagina has a Petri dish.
Mainly like, the women.
What does that mean?
What do you? Because they always get... urinary tract infection after banging a guy. They bleed after nothing.
Yeah, Petri dishes don't bleed.
No, but the point is that...
Plastic.
The thing is, though, that you insert anything into a Petri dish and it's just going to, like, freak out. You know what I mean? Like, the bacteria is just going to go after...
No, the Petri dish doesn't make it freak out. You put it in there to observe.
Right, exactly. But the point is, like, having a Petri dish filled with the auger, you know what I mean?
What is auger? So, like, eggnog?
No, well, basically, it's something that lets the bacteria eat it or whatever. That's really potent nutrients for the bacteria. The point is, though, that it gives the bacteria a place to live and fester, and a vagina is the exact same way.
Yeah,
it just tastes
perfect.
More vinegary.
Vinegary. It does taste very acidic.
It does, and women do not like being their vaginas compared to tuna, but...
I don't think comparing them to anything except pleasant things like flowers, honey pots.
If a girl said,
if
a girl said your dork tastes like sweat and skin, you know what I mean?
I'd say deal with it.
Right, exactly. You'd be like,
that's what I would say.
That's what I have to do.
What's it supposed to taste like?
Right, exactly. But if you say that to a girl, she's like, what? My cooter tastes like what? Vinegar?
I'm more alarmed
an old tuna
that she
sandwich.
Refers to it as a
what are you talking
it's
about?
It's supposed to be sweet, like
right?
Honey.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Because guys are like, oh, it tastes like peaches. No, it doesn't.
It never tastes like.
The only thing about a peach that is related to is the fuzziness because you haven't shaved in a week. That's the only similarity.
I'm getting cut on my lip.
It's exactly. If you can really just take care of this next time because this is hurting. This is painful for me.
The lemon juice.
There was one girl, but skin. Some girl's skin actually tastes like. One girl tasted mildly of strawberries.
Who?
That's probably
the girl you made
the
out
lotion,
with.
Man.
No, not her lips. Like I'm talking about, like her
skin.
Who
are you talking
about? Lotion, man.
This one girl back in like eighth grade.
Yeah, that's lotion, buddy.
Yeah. Okay. Well, either way. Well, I would thought lotion.
Wait, you licked her skin?
No, but you have you ever like licked
the
girl's nipple?
Hold on a second, Lou. What happened?
Like her neck area.
Okay.
It's not that fantastic.
No,
I'm sure you've done it before.
Wait, you were fat then too?
Yeah.
She likes to do that. She thought you thought he was like, just don't start eating me.
I'm not cake. I'm not cake.
Don brings out his fork
and
knife.
He's like, back in eighth grade, all the girls I ever did anything with always had to have a sign on them that said, I'm not cake.
Well, you did. You were only friends with chicks because they were like,
they didn't feel threatened.
Right.
But they should have.
Right.
Because they didn't see the chloroform napkin I had in my backpack.
What's this smell like?
Right. Right.
Exactly.
I didn't go to sleep in your car. What are you talking? Why do we get here?
What? Chase this.
Why would she mention
chloroform?
Oh, yes, you saying that too.
Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay.
Yeah.
Right.
Oh.
Breathe deep.
Inhale. Right. Inhale.
No, this is what everyone does now.
Exactly. No, this is a new this is a new cologne I'm thinking about here. No, right. Try it. No, wait. No, no. Come here. Get over here.
Right. And she's like, I don't like it. Oh. Right.
Sick and twisted.
Right. Yeah. When she wakes up.
Yeah, that sounds about right. That was eighth grade for sure.
Right. That doesn't sound too bad, actually.
Well, you know.
No convictions?
No, not so. Knocking
you're going through with flying colors then, I would say.
Definitely.
I hope my son has the same experience.
Can't say the women escaped totally unscathed.
Well, of course not. You know, there's going to be a few.
Who really cares about them, am I right?
They're going to get rubbed a little raw down there.
But that's you part of it. It's all part
of it. Am I right? Who's with me on that?
that's just you. So,
yeah, but lotion.
Thank you. Yeah, no, you're lotion. Right. Yeah, that solves that.
How
right
many
away.
Women... Do you know that just love cocoa butter? You know what I mean? They swear by the goddamn stuff.
I don't know. Well, I don't know too many women who swear by it, but I use cocoa butter occasionally.
For beating off?
No.
Then why
for
would you
what?
Use, yeah, for what then?
Dry skin.
What?
Yeah, during the winter, like my shoulder and arms, they get like crazy dry.
Yeah, but who notices them?
Nobody,
you know what I mean?
I nobody notices them because
so then why do you do it?
I lather them up with cocoa butter.
Yeah, but all right. First of all, do you buy your own cocoa butter? Or you get your
sister's Metro.
Actually, I no, Lou.
I'm shaving my eyebrows.
Shaving
the
eyebrows.
You're
rubbing cocoa butter.
We're not helping our case for straightness.
That's right. Yeah, everybody. You know what, Lou? Go ahead and take this to the rest of the department. They need to know.
What the
right.
hell?
No, but this is something that I got tricked into buying when I was in Vegas. So when I was 21.
Who gets tricked into buying cocoa butter?
If you
in Vegas.
Okay, maybe.
If you've ever been to Vegas, again. First time you learn stuff, but when I was there, I was drunk almost the entire time, and there was this hot...
And you didn't order a prostitute.
No, I didn't, but this hot-ass girl. I mean, they have hot sales girls all throughout the hotel, yeah. So you're just walking through, and as I'm on my way to and from my room to the casino floor and everything right. like that, you just get bombarded to buy stuff, and one time I was just, like, drunk as hell, and this hot-ass girl right. just... She didn't even say... Like, she wasn't even near, like,
and he
a,
was like, yeah, if I buy this, she'll yeah, definitely sleep with me.
Exactly. That's exactly what it was. So
number?
I ended up buying, like, $30 worth of stuff for no reason.
Right.
And one of those things that I have not thrown away is this tub of cocoa. It's not even called cocoa butter. It's actually called Dead Sea butter.
Okay, that is gross.
I know, but it's this one tub of it that I've had since Vegas, and it's just been sitting.
First of all, let me
remember
that you call it a tub. It's
it
grossing
tub.
Me out.
It's a tub.
It's a tub.
It's a
of
tub
cocoa
of dead sea. I just imagine like
puts his hand
dead
in
dead fish in this.
Right, and something but shrimp
right.
and
yeah.
bones.
Bacteria. It's essentially a petri dish, and I just kind of scoop my hand right. in
it's
there.
A, basically a vagina.
Yeah, that's exactly. Now that I've just had it, it's just kind of a vagina that sits on my bathroom shelf, and
right.
I scoop into it every day, and something different comes out.
That's pretty gross.
I rub it all over my skin.
I think you should be noticing what you're... it's like when a woman's all loosey-goosey down there during period time, and, you know, it's a pulp. The pulp
Excuse
juice.
Excuse me?
The pulp juice. Yeah.
When women are all loosey-goosey
wow.
down there
during
when it's
period time.
Yeah, and then you open it up, and it's, you know, you scrape out the pulp. The red pulp, you know what I mean?
What you are the grossest man.
Are you Edward Cullen?
Do you scrape? Yeah, I know it's pulpy.
And
so
you just
disgusting.
Suck it up with a straw.
There is a scene in this one movie with Willem Dafoe, and it's a more independent movie, but he's like fucking his wife in the movie, and it might actually be his real wife in real life, but either way, she's in the movie, and there's a scene where she's menstruating, and he just bangs her without a condom, just goes to town, and there's blood everywhere. It's
what
crazy.
Movie is this?
No idea what it's called. I saw it a long time ago, and
that
I was just like,
bad.
"This is before you know." I saw like Boondock Saints with Willem Dafoe and like even Spider-Man, like when he was you know the Goblin.
Creepy.
I see
hell.
Him as the Green Goblin, Spider-Man, and I was like, "Oh, I know what
oh,
you've
no.
done."
No,
it's
not
like,
Mary Jane.
I know how evil you really are.
Right. And then when he was just like, "This is a plug your hole. You ain't gonna bleed anywhere." Yeah. I've had sex with a chick once on a period.
Yeah, so
your dick
have
gets
I.
All
yeah, well,
you're
everybody
you're
does.
In the shower. I do it in the shower.
Eh, I don't do it in the shower.
It depends.
Why not? You wash the blood right off.
Yeah, it's really gross when you're a little bit buzzed.
Because they're way more
it,
horny
you
when
wake
they're
up and you're like, what's going on with my
totally,
dick?
Totally.
Yeah.
They really are, which is just like God's cosmic joke. You know what I mean? It's like women are insanely horny, and yet there's a very big reason why
not
you cannot
do right.
don't go down there.
But, and also, you know, if you go down there, women are grossed out by it. You know what I mean? They're like, what? You want to go down there
well,
right
don't go
now?
Down.
Oh,
you just
oh,
fuck,
while
man.
Their
no,
period,
even, no, even
down.
Fucking, they're like, I don't, they don't want to even touch you.
Fuck
you know
that.
What I mean?
No,
no, I know we want to.
No, they want
they
to as well.
No way.
Too, dude.
They're horny as hell on their period.
No, they're horny as hell before their period.
No, on their period.
They are okay, way guys. Horny.
But I know for a fact that I've had a few women who were like, why would you want to bang me during that time? Because it's gross down
I
there.
Usually don't let the conversation get that far.
Yeah. Right. You're like, why would you want to bang me?
And then you're like, go time. And then we do it.
Let's stop talking,
it
lady.
And zip it out.
Zip it out.
That's just,
that's what you do to them?
No, no, no. Have you ever seen the Dave Chappelle stand up? Yeah. Killing Them Softly?
No.
Okay. Lou, you seen it? Hysterical stand-up, probably one of my top three. And anyway, he says he's talking about his white lawyers, and he's saying, like, sometimes he'll just make up slang just to fuck with them because he can tell that they get all flustered. So, like, you know, because sometimes he'll just be like, you know, they're going to be like, we're going to close the deal. Is that all right with you, Dave? He's like, yeah, that's cool with me. All right, have a great weekend, Dave. Yeah, all right, you too, man. Peace.
Nah.
All right, bye-bye. And that's what they do. So yeah. He said, so sometimes he'll just make up slang, and it'll be like, we're going to close the deal. Is that all right with you, Dave? Yeah, man. Okay. Have a good weekend, Dave. Sure, you too, man. Zip it up and zip it out. And he says, you know, they're like, ah, all right, zippity-doo-dah, bye-bye. Sometimes I always find myself saying zip it up and zip it out just because of that.
Oh, white people.
I know.
We are so crazy.
You gotta love it. You gotta love the whites.
Well, we try to fit in, you know what I mean?
We're trying to bring the minorities with us, you know what I mean?
A rising tide lift all boats, but if I'm at the top deck, no one can reach me.
That's a nice little
metaphor.
Yeah.
Yeah, thank you.
Sounded like it might have been
better than the vagina peachy dish.
Way better, infinitely better than your previous two metaphors.
The black people have a poop penis.
Poop dick and...
and vaginas are just a petri dish.
Both of those...
I think that's great.
...should be omitted. No, those should be written down and remembered.
Because... Forever. Because of how good they are.
Just to see... No, not because of how good they are. Mainly to see, for comparison in the future, when you say stupid shit or something that incriminates you, we can come back to this and say, this is where it first started.
I think I'm going to raise my daughter. I'm going to teach her that that's a petri dish, you know what I mean? Not to be messed with. And if you insert a penis into the petri dish...
It'll explode.
Terrible things can happen.
That's what you say. You say it'll explode.
It probably will explode.
You just...
I'll just show those, like, those things where you, like, so sulfur, crystal sulfur or whatever, into water and just blows
sodium.
Up.
Sodium,
whatever. Sodium. Yeah, I'll throw those in.
Potassium's even more potent in water.
Yeah, they just keep going down
like,
the list.
Like, I was
going
to say, you need, like, a brick of sodium and, it, like, just you just throw toss in a banana and explode. And throw in one of those little pills of potassium, you know, it's like 500 milligrams or whatever. You toss it, you get the same reaction as a big brick of, like, sodium. You just toss it, it's like,
right.
This huge amount of water.
Yeah.
Very cool.
That's why I throw in bananas into my water, but it never works out the same.
It's, again, because you're an idiot.
Disappointing.
Yeah.
Disappointing, to say the least.
Well, you let us know how that turns out. In the meantime,
like this show. You know what I mean? Every week you tune in and you think, maybe this week it'll be a good show. And every week you get disappointed.
Well, thanks for hanging in there, though.
And we'll see you next week.
This has been Avoiding People.
With MJ.
And Don.
No, it's Don and MJ.
Yeah.
Sorry.
It's Don and MJ.
Right. Avoiding People. Don and MJ.